Heal Thyself, Using a Holistic Approach with Dr. Eric Madrid.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to today's podcast. I'm excited to have you here listening to the great information we're going to be sharing today. We're going to be discussing the health benefits of cranberries. So first off, if you're new to this podcast, welcome. We're happy to have you along. Make sure you listen to some of my other podcasts, and I think you will find some information that you find useful to not only your health, but also to the health of friends and family members. And we ask that if you just can log on and to Apple Podcast or whatever platform you're using to listen to this podcast and leave us a positive review, right? If you have some feedback and other suggestions, we also welcome that. Also, make sure you follow me on Instagram at EricMadridMD. And if you have any specific topics or questions that you would like for me to address in a future podcast, go ahead and send me a DM or a direct message. So today we're going to talk about cranberries. Cranberries is a fruit commonly consumed during the holiday season around the world. Cranberries are a small, dark red berry. They have numerous health benefits. They're also very rich in antioxidants and vitamins. And making this fruit part of a regular part of your regular diet can really add a lot of benefits. So first off, we're going to discuss just some of the nutritional benefits of cranberries. So 1 cup or about 220 grams of cranberries contain about 50 calories of energy. They contain about 13 grams of carbohydrates, about 4 grams of fiber. 1 cup of cranberries also has about 10 milligrams of calcium, 7 milligrams of magnesium, about 15 milligrams of vitamin C, and it's also a good source of potassium, vitamin A, and vitamin K. Again, cranberries are an excellent source of antioxidants, and which help prevent or help protect our body against the process of oxidation. So oxidation is what occurs in the body when the body is damaged by things such as environmental stressors, just stress of our daily life, by chemicals that we may be exposed to, and so on. Antioxidants, such as those found in cranberries, help reduce the effects of these oxidation chemicals on our bodies. They help protect our cells against damage as well, cellular damage. And cranberries are also considered a superfood. So if you listen to my prior podcast, I discussed some other leading superfoods, although I did not include cranberries in them, but cranberries are considered a superfood due to their high antioxidant level and rich nutritional content. And they also contain, again, as mentioned, vitamin C and flavanol, polyphenols, and proanthocyanidins. So these are different types of antioxidants. Cranberries also contain an antioxidant known as quercetin, and they're a great source of this polyphenol. Quercetin is a potent antioxidant that scientists have found to have anti-inflammatory effects throughout the body and also have cardiovascular protective benefits. There's also some studies to support the fact that quercetin, the antioxidant, has positive effects on the gut microbiome, meaning that it helps the healthy gut bacteria to proliferate while helping to prevent the bad gut bacteria. So one of the things that cranberries, so let's talk about cranberries and some specific health conditions for which they are used. One of the conditions that most people might be familiar with are cranberries and urinary tract infections. Each year in the United States alone, almost 500,000 people are admitted to the hospital due to complications of urinary tract infections, or UTIs, as some people frequently refer to them. Urinary tract infections tend to be more common in women than men. They tend to be painful. They can lead to serious complications, and one of the most serious complication being a bacterial infection in the blood. We call this sepsis. In the United States, almost 11% of women, that's about 1 in 8 women, reported having a urinary tract infection in the prior 12 months. The numbers are a lot less for men. In addition, it's estimated that 50% of all women, right, worldwide, not just in the United States, will develop a urinary tract infection at some point during her lifetime. And worldwide, tens of millions of women get urinary tract infections each year. The good news is cranberries and even cranberry supplements appear to be helpful in the prevention of urinary tract infections. According to a 2014 study, they can also be very cost-effective in the sense that they can help prevent the need for expensive antibiotics. A 2013 study confirmed the effectiveness of cranberry supplements in preventing recurrent urinary tract infections in those who are at risk. In addition, a 2014 study in the Journal of the American Geriatric Society showed that senior citizens who are at high risk and who resided in long-term care facilities such as a nursing home were 26% less likely to have a urine infection if a cranberry supplement was taken. So how exactly do cranberries help? It's believed that the answer lies within the molecules itself that are found in the cranberry fruit. So most urinary tract infections, about 80% of them, are actually caused by a bacteria known as E. coli. And there's a molecule inside of cranberries which prevent the E. coli bacteria from sticking to the wall of the bladder, which ultimately results in the urinary tract infection. So it's important to note too that cranberry juice can also be helpful, as well as cranberry supplements. But cranberry cocktail, which is primarily a high sugary cranberry drink, does not help. If anything, the high levels of sugar might actually increase your risk for urinary tract infections. So if you get recurrent cranberry or recurrent urinary tract infections, consider cranberry supplements and cranberry fruit as part of your regular routine. How about diabetes? Cranberries and diabetes, can they actually be beneficial? You know, type 2 diabetes is a more of a lifestyle disease. It's a condition that affects millions of people worldwide, and those with diabetes suffer from elevated blood sugar in the blood. This elevated blood sugar causes oxidative damage to blood vessels, nerves, and organs such as the kidneys and eyes. Again, oxidation is an example. An example of oxidation is similar to a car, which becomes rusty. The bumper becomes rusty after a while due to long-term effects from weather. And this is kind of what happens to our body. The inside of the vessels become rusty of sorts. Diabetes obviously increases the risk for heart attacks, strokes, foot amputations, and even kidney failure, resulting in the need for kidney dialysis. Obviously, a healthy diet plays a big role in preventing or controlling diabetes. But a 2017 study also showed that adding cranberries to a high-fat meal could help reduce blood sugar in patients with type 2 diabetes, while another 2017 study showed cranberries could actually help make insulin, the hormone that our pancreas makes to help control blood sugar, more efficient. And a 2018 study, just more recent, showed that drinking cranberry juice daily for 12 weeks showed a beneficial effect on glucose control in those with diabetes. So again, if you have diabetes, consider adding the cranberry fruit or even cranberry juice, not cocktail, to your daily regimen. Cranberries can also help improve heart health and help reduce blood pressure. Heart disease is a leading killer of people, not only in the United States, but also throughout Europe and Asia. Unfortunately, as more countries adopt the so-called Western lifestyle in place of their ancestral diet, heart disease will and is expected to continue to progress worldwide. In the U.S. alone, the United States alone, heart disease and deaths due to heart and vascular disease kill almost 1 million people each and every year. High blood pressure is one of the leading risk factors for heart disease, and more than 1 billion of the world's almost 8 billion people have high blood pressure. So obviously, choosing the right food to consume is one of the most important things that we can do to prevent heart disease and lower inflammation in the arteries and the heart. The heart health benefits of the Mediterranean diet have been proven by multiple studies, and this diet is rich in essential fatty acids, fruits, and vegetables. A 2013 study in the New England Journal of Medicine, for instance, concluded that amongst persons at high risk of high cardiovascular risk, a Mediterranean diet supplemented with extra virgin olive oil and or nuts reduced the incidence of major cardiovascular events. Fortunately, cranberries appear to also play a role. A 2016 study showed that cranberry had numerous health benefits and helped to lower blood pressure and even helped to reduce cholesterol. So again, potentially the doctor of the future, of which many, many more are now looking at lifestyle changes, will be adding the recommendation to consume cranberries as a means to prevent heart disease. A couple more benefits of cranberries include cancer. About 100 years ago, cancer was extremely rare in the United States, Russia, Japan, and China. However, worldwide, cancer is now one of the leading causes of death, along with heart disease. Studies from 2011 and 2012 show cranberries may also have anti-cancer benefits. The nutrients in cranberries encourage cancer cells to undergo a process known as apoptosis. And this is a process in which a cancer cell will self-destruct. There was a 2018 study I came across in my research that shows that that cranberries also help prevent the growth of breast, colon, prostate, and even lung cancer. And a more recent study in 2016 was conducted in men with prostate cancer. These men were given 1,500 milligrams of cranberry powder, and half the men were given a placebo. The PSA blood test, which is frequently used as a marker for prostate cancer, was reduced by 22% in those who consumed the cranberry powder compared to the placebo pill. Likewise, a 2015 study showed men who received radiation treatment for prostate cancer had less inflammation in their bladder from the radiation when they took cranberry capsules. So obviously, this is just the beginning. More studies are needed to determine whether or not this will ultimately save lives. There are many kinds of cancer out there, and more research will be conducted almost certainly over the next decade to see what role cranberries will play. Obviously, if you or a family member has been diagnosed with cancer, cranberries are not advised to take the place of the recommendations that your doctor is making. However, consuming them in your diet may add a little additional benefit. Last but not least, let's discuss cranberries and overall digestive health. Over 2,000 years ago, Hippocrates said all disease begins in the gut. Science now supports this fact, and focusing on intestinal health is crucial for improving our overall health. When we consume foods, we're not only feeding our body, but we're also feeding the beneficial bacteria in our gut, which now we realize number in the tens of trillions. These healthy gut bacteria play an important role in keeping our body strong and help encourage a healthy immune system. The primary reason for this is because 80 to 90% of our immune system is actually in our intestines. When our intestinal tract and healthy gut bacteria is out of balance, illness tends to set in. According to studies, the nutrients in cranberries act as a prebiotic. So not a probiotic, a prebiotic, meaning that they are food. So cranberries are food and have nutrients in them, which are food for our beneficial gut bacteria, such as bifidobacteria. These bacteria in our gut help prevent overgrowth of potentially harmful pathogenic bacteria in our intestinal tract. So consuming foods such as cranberries help to not only optimize our digestion, but help prevent the dangerous overgrowth of bad bacteria. There are also stomach bacteria called H. pylori or Helicobacter pylori, which when present increases our risk for stomach ulcers and even stomach cancer. Doctors will frequently test for this bacteria, and you may have had this test yourself if you've suffered from acid reflux or chronic gastritis. So doctors will frequently test for this bacteria when a patient complains of these symptoms. And studies show that consuming cranberry juice may help eliminate the H. pylori bacteria from the stomach. I came across a 2005 study of 189 men, and it was demonstrated that 90 days of cranberry juice could suppress the infection of this bacteria in their stomach. So again, if you've been diagnosed with H. pylori by your doctor, they may recommend antibiotics. I'm not telling you not to do so, but you may want to discuss with your physician whether or not cranberry juice is an option, and perhaps maybe taking cranberry juice might be something you can do in place of antibiotics. However, again, this would only be recommended under close supervision, and your specific situation may vary, so antibiotics for this infection might be necessary. So this concludes our talk on the five health benefits of cranberries. I hope you find this information useful. And again, make sure you leave us a feedback on our Apple Podcast reviews, and also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Eric Madrid MD. Thank you, and have a blessed day.